talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Well, hello and welcome to The Daily Shift, where absolutely nothing and everything happens all at the same time. How is it possible? Well, this show defies the laws of physics because theoretically, it should never have existed. It shouldn't have existed. Theoretically, it shouldn't be in existence. There are like people that exist outside of space and time. It's like, who authorized this? Welcome to the show. I am Clutch, the host, and I hope everyone has had a fantastic. Oh my gosh! At this point, Wednesday. That's right, because now, now it's the game of catch-up. So, I didn't want to do a show last night because the show had just been previously done, and I was like, I actually, as you folks know, I've done plenty of shows outside. It's the weirdest, I like outside. I just need it to be a populated area, because if it's a populated area, that means that there's a lower chance that there's going to be bees, unless it's like, you know, like there's tons of beautiful flowers and stuff like that. But nonetheless, I'm continuing on with this early morning show. So this is Thursday morning at this point. Before yesterday was Wednesday morning, and then the people who were listening on the jukebox radio probably got to hear that, and hopefully they get to hear today's episode as well. So we're just going to continue this on until next week, and we'll get back on track. But until then, I'm just going to enjoy these morning sunrises. Like, these are beautiful. I don't know if you have my Snapchat. Of course, you do, or maybe you don't. I don't know. Do I even? There's so much. This is why I don't like social media, because, like, is there a way to just connect them all and just call it? Can we just make an app called Social Media and everything is just connected to one? You post something somewhere and then it connects to the rest. I feel like that should be the goal, because I don't want to go through all of that. That's posting and making a different name for the just forget it. Like I choose to network and talk to people in person or via phone call or whatever. Like, okay, so earlier today, now it's about 2 hours. For that was probably like 20-30 minutes ago, I met someone, and he was boxing. He was like shadow boxing, and he was doing the jump ropes and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, hey, well, he had the form of boxing. And I was like, hey, are you a boxer or MMA fighter? He's like, oh, I'm a boxer. And I was like, oh man. And we started talking, and he was like, we should train sometime. And I was like, I would love to. Isn't it great when you just meet somebody at somewhere that you have something in common with and you just make friends that way? That's phenomenal. I love that interaction. Like, when it's online, it's like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. It's not the same, but when it's in person, it's more personable. It's more relatable. It's more like you can convey your message right. You can have birds chirp at you throughout the day. But no, I really did. I enjoyed the conversation I had with, like, and there was other people that I've met this week, and it was in person. It wasn't online. Like, how many people? First of all, how many people? If you're with your significant other right now, how many people have met them in person, or did you meet them online? I'm one of those people that I've met people in life, like offline. I would personally prefer to meet them in person, so that way they can, you know, we get all the messy stuff out of the way. Because one of the things that I'm sure comes up is, hey, can I see a picture of you at some point, or video call? And then that person won't video call, and this, that, and the other. If we met in person, we've already seen each other, we've already had this conversation, and like I like the smile, she likes the smile, what did you do with your hair today? It looks great. And, you know, it's like one of those romance. At this point, romance is like an old school like romance movie, right? Like where it's like, oh, like a guy meets a girl, or a girl meets a guy, or a girl meets a girl, and a guy meets a guy. Whatever story you want it to be. Like, I'm just saying, like when you meet the, like at a coffee shop, who has asked out a, like, you know, when is the last time you asked somebody out, like in person? Like, and I don't mean like you're already dating. I mean like ask somebody out. Like this is the first time you're asking them out. Who's ever had, does anyone in high school even get like the nervous jitters? Like, hey, pass her this note. Is that still a thing? What happened to that? Can we bring that back? Like, oh, can you pass her this note for me? All right. What is that? The teacher, what is that? Bring that up here and read it out to the class. Oh no, don't do it, dude. Just make something up when you're reading it. Have you ever had that friend? I've had that friend that will make up something as they're reading the note. And then the teacher, like, grabbed the note and was like, that's not what it says. And, like, the teacher read it. But that just shows, that just goes to show how good of friends you could have. Nowadays, I don't know. You get backstabbed constantly because they're joining a new clan in Call of Duty. It's like, I thought we were all a team. And it's like, well, this team has more to offer. And it's like, so that's what this is about. No, it's not about that. Then what is it? Now you have to go through drama. It's posted on Facebook. You will never believe what Code Red WWFT99. I don't know if that's a real name. I hope not, because I'm not talking about them. I just kind of made that up on the fly. most like this show. Like, I haven't even gotten to the topics that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about. You know what? How about I just save that for the question of. I feel like at this point, that's like the best thing to do. Well, other than take a break, I think that's the other best option that we have. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about whatever it is that we talk about here on the show. We have the question of the day coming up. We have the entertainment. Don't forget about that. The facts, they kind of came back, but then... they're going to officially be back next week. Officially here, back in full gear. Until then, they're down again, right? I know. It's hard. I know. It's hard to understand. But what's happening? Why can't he just get it right? He has one thing to do. You know what? How about I blame you all for requesting so many facts? No, it broke the system. I just give it some time. Next Monday, they're going to be back full gear. And if there is any more, like, any other segments, it'll just be added. So one extra segment for you to hate and or enjoy. Just like there's so many ways for you to listen and hate and or enjoy. Why do spider webs keep pop? Anyway, so the many ways to listen and enjoy the show. You can go to podcast. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podcaster, which used to be known as Anchor.fm. You can also check out the Wisdom app, which is where we have the before and after show talks. Sometimes get way too into it and becomes a whole show. But either way, it's something that I hope you enjoy. Also, don't forget about the Jukebox Radio. Well, first, let me mention that we are now on Amazon. That's another way that you can listen to the podcast. But also, don't forget about the Jukebox Radio, where you can listen to it live and also request music if you ever have. If you want to listen to some T-Swift, some Tay-Tay Swift, if you want to listen to... if there's a SZA, if there's music that you want to hear, all you have to do is just call in and request that on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. That's where you can find the Daily Shift, along with so many other fantastic shows. And there are other channels with other great shows as well, just like My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge. So don't forget to check that out. If you ever say, "Oh, I couldn't hear it that day. I couldn't hear the show that." Like, just say that you didn't want to listen, because there are so many ways to listen, so there's never an excuse. Just like there's not an excuse for me to keep missing this break. Oh my gosh, we are way over. So we're going to go ahead, take a break, we're going to come back, get into some more mischief. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift, and that's what we do here. Keep
it locked. Well, hello, hello, and hello again. That's three hellos, so you should have enough to last you through the day. That's one for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Morning, evening, and night, and for yesterday. But we gave you one yesterday. Why? Because the daily shift, it's a little off kilter right now. Things are a little out of balance, but that's okay. We're going to make it work. We're going to push through this together, just like we're pushing through this beautiful week. I'm sorry, but if you haven't been outside in the morning, it's just, oh my goodness gracious, it's beautiful. It kind of makes me want to go to the beach sometime this week. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Just like we always see what happens here on the show, because we never know. There's never a plan. And somebody on, like, who's been on the show before, they're like, why don't you, have, like, a game plan for the show? Why don't you, it's like, well... And I had to break it down to him, and I told him, I was like, the sad part is the show is planned sometimes. And I'm not saying, like, we know exactly what to say or whatever. It's just like, okay, so just to let you folks know, we're going to be talking about peanut butter sandwiches for the question of the day. Sometimes I say what the question of the day is, and maybe they can think of something that, but that's like trying to, you know how you have a conversation with yourself? Right? Like you'll have a full-on conversation. You'll imagine what the other person is saying, but you never really know how it's gonna go. This show is just like this. It's like, okay, so we're gonna be talking about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And then I'll be like, oh, well, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches is good, but don't you think that jelly sandwiches have like a strong fight in there, like peanut butter? Like, don't people put like butter on? Like, right now, this is a legitimately going off the trail. Like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Right now, you want to know what I'm supposed to be talking about. Just saying. A good wingman. Completely, completely different topic. Like, this show has structure. But it's like halfway through, like somebody was like, oh, no, this is like, if you're building a house, it's like, oh, well, it looks like a great house. What if we move this wall over here and do this? Like, somebody just walks in and just starts redesigning everything mid-build. Makes zero sense, right? But somehow it ends up working out. I don't know if it's a working out in a good way or a bad way, but it works out in some type of way. As to which, I try not to know. I try to avoid that. No, I'm joking. I'm partially kidding. I'm not joking. As we move forward, let's get into the question of the day. Do you have a good wingman or a good friend or a jealous friend? Let's find out, shall we? Like, okay, so I had a good wingman at one point. Like, a lot of friends will do stuff like, okay, they'll, okay. Like, let's say you're talking to somebody in a store or whatever at their job, which is weird, but at the same time, it's like, if you don't take your shot, like, you know, if you don't take a chance, then what's the point? So I say, like, always go for it. Just go for it. The worst that could happen is a no, or they say, I'm at work right now. And it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to write these numbers down on a piece of paper right here and leave it here. If you want to use it later, I think we could definitely talk it or something. I don't know. Be flirtatious with it. That was a terrible pickup line. Don't use that one. That was bad. But yeah, no, a good wingman. Like, you know, a good wingman, good wingwoman, whatever you want to call them. Those are really, because like they'll leave and then a friend left and then let this person talk to the person that they were interested in, so they were able to have like a whole conversation and stuff like that, and like he was like, yeah, no, I noticed that they were smiling and blah 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 and this, that, and the other, and then like, they were like, thanks, yeah, no, you're a good citizen. But that's a good, like, I mean, I don't think there's such thing. Well, I mean, a bad one would be, like, if they try to, like, flirt and, like, try to, like, you know, intrude. I'm not saying intrude on the conversation, but, like, intrude and, like, try to, like, make it a competition. I think that's a bad one. Wingman, wingwoman, whatever, wing person, I don't care. What I do care about is the jealous friend. Or is it jealousy or is it real concern? That's a, like, because it could be like, okay, let's say you go to like this area with, let's say you go to like a club or something, or some place where you can dance, you know, like there's a dance floor, you can eat, there's a dance floor, blah, blah, blah. Let's say you go out to the dance floor, then like there's maybe a guy or girl looking at you and they walk over to you and they try to talk to you, right? But then your friend comes over and impedes. Are you upset with this friend? Are you like, does it all depend? I think that it's not necessary all the time. Like at this point it's like, well, you're an adult. If two adults want to talk or whatever, like, they should. Like, you know. I think, aw, look at this. And there's a squirrel literally right next to me right now. Like, literally just walked up. Like, come on. What's happening? There's a show going on here, little guy. But I think that it's hard to discern whether they're jealous friends or just concerned friends. You know? Because a jealous friend, of course, they're going to be like, no, like, I don't want anybody talking to her or him or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's fine, but why? Like, are you concerned that this person is dangerous? Or, like, if it looks like a nice person, like, I mean, of course, like, you don't know them yet, so don't never judge a book by its cover. But, like, talk to them. And, like, if they start going off the handle about, like, something random, it's like, oh, I really hate applesauce. Anyone who likes applesauce, I don't know. I can't think of like something that's insane to say about applesauce because I like applesauce. Does anyone like, if you see me talk to your friend at the club, by the way, you should probably be worried because I'm going to be talking to them about applesauce. Not worried because they're in danger. Worried about them being bored, which boredom can possibly be a danger. Oh my gosh, what happened over there? Like, what happened? He was talking to me about applesauce, and then he just went on a tangent about strawberries and what other fruits there were. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I think I was part of a show of some kind. I don't know. Once it's on, people, you can't turn it off. It's like, once you start doing a show, like, it's like, well, that's the mood that you're always in. Not always, but even when you're not in the mood, like, once you, like, start, I don't know. There's, anyway, triggers, right? Can we call it triggers? Anyway. Yeah, no, I think having a good wingman, wingwoman, or whatever is extremely important. What is that? Oh my God. The squirrel came back, like, but it came back on the wrong side, so I was terrified. I, like, literally, on the table, really. But yeah, no, I've had, like, good wing women, good wing men, and all that kind of stuff, and just, I call them good friends. Like, especially when they step in, when the jealous or concerned friend, whichever it is, that's something for the other person to decide. Whoever is the friend of the person that's intruding in the conversation, like, so, what kind of shoes are those? And it's like, oh, these are loafers. So you wear loafers to, like, a restaurant? I wear clothes to a restaurant, yes, because they're required by law. I can't imagine that it would be okay for me to just walk in and, like, boxers. If I could walk into any place with boxers and, like, okay, well, no, I would. Boxers and, yeah, just boxers. That's it.
for one, that wouldn't be very sanitary. Two, it'd be extremely comfortable, but not legal at all. I'm pretty sure, like, before I get my meal, well, I could get it before, like, the cops show up, but still. No, you took them all. I like how the squirrel keeps, like, looking at me, like, it's like, anyway, I'm getting on and off topic here, but yeah, just look out for the jealous friend. Make sure they're actually concerned and not jealous. Also, make sure you have a good friend by your side when you are trying, because it's always good to have that extra backup, that extra encouragement for yourself. Why? Because, let's face it, we could all use that extra boost of confidence when you're talking to somebody, you know? It always helps. It never hurts. Just saying. Just saying and just keeping it moving right here on the Daily Shift. Why? Because there's so much to talk about. And yet so little time. We will be right back. Keep it locked.
All it takes is one flight. We'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am out in nature enjoying a beautiful day, a beautiful sunrise, a beautiful morning right here for Thursday. Yesterday's show was a morning show, but we're going to keep that going for the rest of the week. Why? Because it was already halfway through the week, so why not just finish up strong? Strong, but I feel weak because I didn't work out, but I feel stronger. Well, let's see how strong I feel later on today. Should I just do a show with, like, this squirrel as my partner? I think it wants to talk to me. Oh my gosh, so adorable. It's literally just like, it's like, can I talk on the microphone? It's gotten really close to the microphone. And I see, like, a lot of people being more active this morning. Like, they're getting out and they're enjoying the day. They're running, they're walking as groups. Okay, one of my things is, okay, how do you feel about walking in a group? Like, how do you feel about walking in a group? Like, isn't that kind of bothersome? Like, on a sidewalk that's like, it obviously can't hold a group of four. The sidewalk is the furthest thing from holding that many people. So, like, some people have to walk behind some people, and then, like, when somebody else is talking, like, they have to jump over to the front. I don't know how you folks do it, but I don't know. We manage somehow. Like, somehow we manage. Some people try to walk in the grass. I'm one of those people that are like, I'm not walking in the grass. I'm not going to do it. This squirrel is keeping eye contact with me while eating. What if you were out, like, somewhere and, like, oh my gosh. What if you were out somewhere and, like, somebody was eating and making eye contact with you? I don't know if it's looking at me or if it's looking at... Because the squirrel's eyes are all black, so it's kind of creeping me out. Okay, it turned its back on me. It's like, I'm creeping you out. I'm creeping you out. You cut me out here. It's like, I'm the official version of an animal's version of, like, the ice cream man, but the creepy version. I just show up in a white van and is offering, like, free like, peanuts and almonds and stuff to these animals, and they're like, what's this about? What's his end game? Nothing. I'm just out here enjoying a show. Well, to be honest with you, I thought we had a deal that you would keep the birds away. The squirrel's like, well, after my lunch break. Oh my gosh. I just realized how terrifying, like, a squirrel's, like, if you ever get close enough, like, how close I am, literally, it's ready to, like, jump on my soundboard that's literally in front of my face. It's ready to jump on my sound card. Like, I don't know how, I can see how, like, they're so strong now. Like, looks like their feet are made of muscle. Like, they're really thin, but if you ever, like, just look close enough, there, wow. it just makes me wonder, like, about other animals, like, how powerful they are and stuff like that. Because, I mean, you've seen lions and bear and all those kind of stuff, and you've seen their feet. It just makes me wonder, like, what else, like, what other animal is that strong? What other animal is, like, you know, like, how, where's the muscle? Like, what is their workout regimen, for one? What is their workout regimen? Oh my gosh, this has nothing to do with anything. I'm just rambling on about this squirrel because it's sitting right here, right next to me. And it's not like it's not panicking or anything like that. It's very comfortable. And this isn't one of the ones that's jumped in my car before. Like, there's been a few that's jumped in my car, like, and, like, even though I try to swat them away, they I don't swat them away. I just try to, like, you know, go, like, go back outside, you know. Open the other car door side, and they'll just sit there and, like, hang out. It's like, well, we're trying to go where you're going. Like, we heard you were going to the grocery store. I could use a can of milk. Do they sell milk in cans anymore? No. Cartons of milk. And this is the messiest eater ever. Do you want to be on air? It walked away from the microphone immediately. As soon as I said that, I was like, no, I'm good. Just like I hope everyone else is good and enjoying their day. I am just realizing, if you ever get close enough to a squirrel, it has like a rat's tail. Like, it's a very thin tail, but, like, it's just a lot of fluff. Like, I could see it. Making you significantly more creepy, by the way. Just letting you know. I'm going to call this squirrel Earl. The Earl the Squirrel. This is a terrible segment. I don't know what's happening here. Can we just move on? Did we even... Yes, I have more. Hold on. Jeez. This is like the greediest squirrel. No, the sound card is not something you eat. Do not eat the sound card. No. You... Jesus. Oh my gosh. Like, this squirrel. There's no other squirrels around. It's just you. You can come. You don't have to eat that fast. Like, you're going to get indigestion. Like, what's happening here? Anyway, you folks can't see this, but I'm going to have to, like, take a video and maybe post it on the website so you folks can see what I'm talking about. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to be right back. You know how to find us. Podcast, Stitcher, iTunes Music. Anchor, Podcaster, which is now known as Podcaster, Amazon, the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, so many ways to listen, Wisdom App, there's a lot of ways to listen, and also don't forget about the Instagram, Daily Shift 4, you don't have to type out F-O-U-R, just hit that one button, it's the one numerical button, the one number button that says 4. I'm going to take a video of this because this is becoming more and more interesting by the second. We'll be back. That's all I got to say. Four, five, six, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long black. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I can see you home with me. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where everything and anything can happen, just like squirrels attacking me during the show. Okay, I wasn't attacked, but they're clearly... confronting me. I gotta post this video somehow to the Instagram because it's literally on the sound card as I'm out here. And it's like, it. See, this is why I love nature. Sometimes nature can be a beautiful thing. Like, they'll come up to you. Please don't bite me. Just, like, it's crawling on the table. Like, I'm probably, like, training it to, like, be okay around humans, where some humans would be, like, mean to it, you know, and, like, try to shoo it away. It doesn't want anything. It's a skittish creature. Like, if you look it up, I don't know. I think these are gray squirrels, I think, or something. I forgot what they were. I looked at the little
pamphlet or whatever about the animals in this park. And I still don't know if there's alligators in that water, but I feel like there is somewhere. If there's water, there's potential to be like gators. It's trying to find a way over there. Go, just go. Don't step on the sound card, just, yeah. There you go. Oh, this is a smart one too. Like, it's like, it was, look, anyway, we haven't even talked about entertainment. This show has been about this squirrel. Like, let's face it, this episode is about the squirrel, nothing else else. Nothing else more, you know? Okay, what's happening in entertainment? Evil Dead Rise, that movie is out, and of course, I do want to see that. I know there's a ton more videos, like, movies. The Flash is being said to be one of the greatest ones. I want to see The Flash. Of course, Aquaman. A lot of talk about Kraven the Hunter, the movie that's coming out, or in the works. The Joker 2, that's another. These are movies that you should also look up the ratings for and make sure that you're not setting yourself up for either disappointment or just you don't want to just walk into a movie and then be like, oh, wow, that's a lot more violence than I expected. Or, you know, just try to get yourself prepared. You don't have to watch the trailers, but at least know the rating. Also, I don't want, just because these characters are based off of comic book characters doesn't mean that it's going to be, you know, I think actually Kraven the Hunter is supposedly going to be one of the first ever Marvel Cinematic Universe movies that is rated R, I believe. Even though I thought Morbius was, and what about Deadpool? Oh no, Deadpool was rated MA, wasn't it? Yeah. But I don't know. Was it rated R? Because I don't know. I have to go back and look. And is Deadpool even part of, no, it's not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but now that it's being mixed with Wolverine, wouldn't it become part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe as one of the things that he probably, well, I get, I don't know. There's so many questions here, and I'm sure everyone has questions. Questions about the show, questions about what happens here on the show, because nobody ever knows. It never makes any sense, but somehow we end up pulling out a show from somewhere, and I'm glad we do, and I'm glad that you folks find a way to enjoy it and listen and continue to listen and just be beautifully you. Well, folks, I think this is the part where we're going to call it a day, and well, call it the start of a day, because this is the start of Thursday, not the end of Wednesday. But nonetheless, I know it's still dark for some people out there. So if it's nighttime for you, and you're heading to bed, then good night. But if it's Thursday, and you're just waking up, and you're about to get your day started, and you're listening to the birds chirp, you're listening to music to get you pumped up, you're having your cup of coffee, whatever may have you, a good night. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.